Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
If you are sitting driving your comfy SUV this afternoon, listen up, because a weight tax for SUVs is now on the table for budget 2026. Basically, it's a weight penalty, something similar to what's already in place in France. And Brian Cook is the Director General of the Society of the Irish Motor Industry. Brian, will you explain to listeners, how would this work?
Well, I think it wouldn't just apply to SUVs, but depending on the weight of a car, once it reached over a certain threshold, then there would be an additional VRT tax applied to that car based on the weight of the car. So the heavier the car is, the more the tax would be on the car. So that it would be in addition to the current taxes, which are already very, very high on new cars in Ireland.
And typically, the heavier the car, does that tend to mean that they're more like SUVs or Jeeps?
Yeah, well, SUVs generally will be heavier than the equivalent saloon car, so they would be. They're taller vehicles and they do tend to be heavy. But as I say, some larger convention or saloon cars would also be captured by this. I might add that the current VRT system actually captures and effectively, not intentionally, but captures the weight, because it's actually based on emissions and the price of a car. Bigger cars tend to have higher emissions and they tend to be more expensive. So VRT, which on a combustion engine car averages about €7,000, already, generally speaking, the heavier the car, the higher that tax is. So our system that we currently have already does capture the weight in many cases.
As opposed to engine size?
Yeah, well, engine size doesn't come into play. We got rid of the engine size in 2008 as a means.
So we're not reverting back, I suppose, Brian, is the point.
No, we're not. And actually, again, even engine size, generally speaking, the bigger the engine for a non-electric car, the higher the emissions are in any case. So again, like, I mean, a bigger car already suffers a higher amount of tax than a smaller car because of the way we tax cars in Ireland. So I think the important thing is what they do here is, and I think the Department of Finance are concerned, because as we move to electric cars, the actual VRT take will actually reduce. The difference in VRT between a combustion engine car and an electric car is about €3,500. So they're concerned about that drop in revenue. So while we would like to see VRT go, if they are to bring in this, I think it should be as a replacement and should not increase the overall tax burden on Irish motors.
Do we have any idea from this SUV proposal or suggestion that it might form part of next year's budget? Do we have any idea, though, what the categories will be or how it might work?
Well, if we look at the TSG papers, and historically most of what's in TSG, there are only a range of options.
They're the tax strategy group papers, isn't it?
They're strategy, and a lot of them don't actually end up in the budget. However, you see a pattern, and we've had this weight-based tax, I think, in the last three or four TSG papers. So I think it's probably on the table for this budget, probably more likely to happen maybe in 27 or 28, but it's certainly on the table for discussion. And as I said earlier on, it would simply be an additional tax burden on heavier cars. And again, that makes the importance is where do they put the threshold in place? Because the suggestion seems to be, you know, a lot of cars that are termed SUVs, they're actually just family cars. They're cars that people need to go about their daily lives, you know, particularly if they've got two or three kids, or, you know, if they bring them to football or, you know, to swimming or whatever. So I think that is the fear, is that it just unnecessarily adds a tax to what is relevant, what is a standard car, and doesn't really capture. And the people who drive the really, really big cars can probably afford to pay an additional tax.
Okay.
So I think it's important where they put the threshold in it. And I think, in fairness to the tax strategy group paper, it actually says expectations should remain modest as to a weight-based tax. So I think that suggests in the initial stage it may not be that high.
Okay. Stay with me if you don't mind, Brian. I think 1800 453 106 is the number. David is with us on the line today. David, how do you feel about a weight tax for SUVs?
Hi, Andrea. Thanks for having me. Agree with Brian's general points there. Like, I think it's a terrible idea. I think it's the government scrambling. As Brian said, you know, EV tax is 120 as opposed to the big gas guzzlers that are up to €2,000. And so they're kind of scrambling. They're kind of going, how do we line our pockets better now that people are moving to low tax cars? We need to create some new system that's going to increase tax coming in. At the end of the day, this is not about, it's not environmentally driven policy here, as much as people might say that they
think it is. Well, that's what I'm trying to figure out. Is it around, is it to do with environmental considerations?
Well, on the paper, it certainly is the string that they're plucking. But like weight-based tax system, I don't think is a solution. It sounds like a very Ryanair-esque thing to do. None of us want to.
The heavier the car, the more you'll pay.
Exactly. Like, I mean, it's, as Brian pointed out, heavier, bigger cars are already taxed higher because they're more and they're also more expensive cars to buy. So if you can afford to spend an extra 20-30 grand by having a Range Rover as opposed to a little runaround, that's already, the tax is already in the price of the car. Obviously, if you're wealthy and you can afford a brand new Range Rover, you can probably afford some sort of weight-based tax, but it's kind of kicking the more wealthy people in our country again with another tax which they can afford. But should we do that? So in the long run, people are going to just emigrate, affluent people are going to emigrate to countries where there's better tax systems. But like, for example, in countries like Estonia, Lithuania, Poland, Czech Republic, there's no road tax whatsoever. Like our tax system, our car tax system is broken. And I think actually the solution would be no road tax. Like, why not give us
not
a break? We're a high tax nation. Well, I don't think I'm going
to
get that through, so I'm not going to harp on about that point.
Okay.
But, you know, cars have gotten bigger since the 60s. It's not a new phenomenon. Since the 60s, cars are getting all the time bigger. And why now in 2025 the government wakes up and goes, oh, actually, we need a new way to increase revenue? Bigger cars are safer. Like, people are less likely to die if they have an accident in a bigger car. As Brian pointed out, there's more versatility as well. Like, for example, Andre, I have a big enough car that I can buy a sofa or I can buy a washing machine, throw it in the back of the car, take it home with me. If I had a small little compact car, I'd be paying the company to bring my washing machine or my sofa home to me in a big, massive truck, which is less economical. It's probably 90% empty. So it's better for the environment in those odd cases for me to actually bring home.
For all the times you're doing that. Okay, what about you, Dee? Do you think we need a weight penalty for SUVs?
Oh, hi, Andrea. Well, I'd like to think that this is due to environmental concerns, because that's where I'd be coming from. I mean, we're in climate catastrophe. You can see it happening all over the world. And I mean, this is a small thing, but the government are actually doing it. That guy who said, you know, this weight-based tax is to do with their loss of revenue from the electrification of the fleet, you know. But inadvertently, I think it will help if they do it, because it will dissuade people from driving these huge things that you see. I mean, I know farmers need them and certain people need them, and that's fine. But my goodness, the amount of large SUVs you see with, you know, mums and kids or no kids at all or whatever in the car is just jaw dropping, really. So, yeah, I wouldn't be averse to it.
Am I right? Sorry to cut across your D for a moment. Am I right in saying, Brian, that it's like, if you introduce a weight-based penalty, it'll apply to all cars depending on the weight? I suppose it's just the heavier cars will tend to be the SUVs.
Yeah, well, the heavier cars will tend to be SUVs, but they also tend to be more expensive cars as well already. They have higher level of taxes. And I, just what Dee is saying there, I do think there is an environmental rationale behind doing this, not just an Irish one, but in terms of, you know, even a bigger electric vehicle expands more energy and uses more resources. So there is an environmental rationale, but the result may not turn out to be environmental. Again, I think Dee is right. Some people may choose then to get a smaller car. But if you look at the history of motoring in Ireland, what will happen is a lot of people will either decide to hold on to their older car, which is less safe and higher emissions for a longer period of time, or they could go and get a six-year-old car as a used import, which
higher
will be
emissions.
The same size as a new car. So it won't just be people choosing small cars. They will look at other alternatives that may not be environmentally positive. But I do think the spirit of what they're trying to do is partly environmental, but also partly fiscal.
And that's the element, Dee, that you agree with.
Yeah, I think like that. Well, I don't know if I'd agree. You know, I think environmentally our government are appalling. So, you know, I'd like to think maybe that was a concern. But I really think it's to do with revenue, and, you know, bigger vehicles, then you have more energy consumption, and you know challenges in terms of traffic and road infrastructure. And I mean, while somebody said there that, I mean, people in SUVs are safer, people who are not in SUVs are not safer. You know, if I have an accident with an SUV in my car, I'm not going to, you know. So, I mean, that's, you know, that's debatable, really. But yeah, I think, like, if they'll do it, they're doing it in France. I think it's over 1,800 kgs allowanced, and then your weight based tax kicks in. So I think, yeah, I think it's a good idea.
They introduced this all right in France. I think it was maybe 3 years ago. That was in 2022. Yeah. I think they introduced it, and initially they penalised cars that weighed 1,600 kilograms lower than the weight.
I suppose thought it was 1,800. Yeah.
Yeah. I think it increased then. All right. After that, cars under 1,800 were initially exempt, and then there was the change. Listeners got in touch here to say the focus should be more on public transport, not on private cars. Another texter tells me they think that SUVs are a total nuisance on the road. They're too big. They're too heavy. They make no sense to drive in our already congested towns and cities. So anything that might disincentivize them to people is welcome. This listener makes the point that farmers and transporting animals, they need to be considered in all of this. You do need an SUV to pull horse boxes, etc. So they shouldn't be penalised, suggests this listener. Shane O'Donoghue's on the line. Shane's the editor of CompleteCars.ie. Is some sort of a weight tax penalty, whatever we want to call it, Shane, is it fair?
I think some of your other callers there have made some interesting points. I think I agree with Brian from SIMA that it perhaps could be looked at as part of a whole new system to replace the current VRT system. The CO2-based taxation that we have, it doesn't quite capture everything. So you could have a massive SUV, a plug-in hybrid, with really low emissions and be paying low VRT and low tax. So it doesn't quite capture everything. So we definitely need to do something different. What I really hope is that the government is sensible and doesn't just try and use the phrase SUV, which can be a bit emotive, as we've heard there from some listeners. And because SUV these days, that term is applied to so many different cars.
Can you actually just explain, Shane, if we were to use the example from France, right? So the initial example of 1,600 kilograms and then we talk about 1,800. What car is that? What are we talking about?
Well, 1,600 kilograms would probably be something like an Nissan Qashqai. Might be that kind of weight. Just a regular petrol one might be, for example. But then, bizarrely, the hybrid one, which is more efficient, is actually a bit heavier because of the battery and motor and everything. So it's kind of that level. So that's not a lot. So 2,000 kilograms is becoming almost the norm now, especially for electric cars. So I think any legislation like this needs to have an exemption or a different rule for electric cars, because we are trying to promote the use of them, the sale of them.
And they tend to be the heaviest car.
Yeah, unfortunately. So batteries and electric motors are really heavy. So yeah, Electric cars are undoubtedly the heaviest. Now,
so it's not really a weight-based penalty at all, then?
Yeah, we haven't seen the detail, obviously. If we follow France's lead, and I think France has done it quite sensibly, EVs are different. EVs are exempt from this weight-based tax. And plug-in hybrids that have range over 50 kilometres, they get more of an allowance. And even regular hybrids get a bit of an allowance. And people who have kids, they get an allowance. So there's a lot of nuance.
If you have kids, you get an allowance.
Yes. So basically, for every child you have, you can have an extra 200 kilos, I think it is, before you will get the weight penalty. So France has thought about this in detail. I just don't believe the Irish government would put such nuance into it. And that's what I'm worried about. And I really hope it doesn't try and use the phrase SUV, because we have city cars right now on sale today that are called mini SUVs, but they're not. They're city cars with a bit of rugged styling or something. And then we have, you know, obviously we have the big, huge SUVs that people are talking about here when they hate them. But then in between, you have just family cars that, you know, look a bit like an SUV, but they're not. They're based on the underpinnings of a hatchback. And they just have slightly higher driving position or what have you.
So sort of in between thing, will they qualify?
Yeah, so really, I think we need to stay away from calling it an SUV tax or anything like that. And perhaps, yes, look at the weight thing, because the weight of a car has a massive effect. It causes more damage to the roads. It uses tires and brakes more, which is, you know, there's emissions of rubber and emissions of brake pad material into the air, actually. They do use more fuel than an equivalent car that is lighter. There's no doubt about that. So CO2 taxation, like Brian said, does capture a lot of that, but doesn't capture it all.
Stay with me, Shane. Ray's with us. Are you in favour of this suggestion?
Definitely not in favour of a weight-based tax. I mean, it's great to use France as an example, but we're kind of really cherry-picking what they do. I mean, they've got a superb energy policy. You know, you propose putting a small nuclear power station in Ireland and they'd be up in arms. I mean, you know, really people are picking and choosing when it comes to climate action and what they want to see in their own backyard. You know, of course, we need to take environmental issues seriously, but this proposed weight-based vehicle tax completely missed the mark. You know, many people rely on large vehicles, not just for show, but because one car, pretty much like my Volvo's out there now in the car, and I've got to get out there and unpack it. It's got like four chairs in it, a bunch of paint. It's got bikes on the roof. It has to do everything along commutes, rough roads, because the roads are pretty poor in some of the country areas. And the truth is, modern vehicles are more efficient than they used to be. And Brian and your other speakers there, they've really made great points, and I agree with most of those. I'm sorry, Dee, I do agree with some of your points, but not everything. I think that we do have a poverty mindset in Ireland where if you have a nice car, you're obviously going above your station and it seems like a lot of texts
like that, right, from people, you know.
Yeah.
Like this listener here says that the man with the small car never likes the man with the big car. That's the real issue.
Well, this is the thing. And the government are pushing all the time for people to get fit and active. And you try and stick a roof rack and a roof box and a tent on the back of an electric vehicle. I'm not seeing it yet. You know, so I don't know. There's certain, you know, do you want us to be fit and healthy? And SUVs, it does really have a bit of a stigma to it. I mean, the Volvo that I drive is put down as an estate car, you know. And I think there is a bit of a stigma against that, which is unfortunate, you know.
Listener says, as is now the normal in Ireland, families are the easy targets. Cars, food, clothes, the price of living in a country like Spain, literally half the price, says this listener. Another texter makes the point that road tax in Poland is the price of the fuel. So the more fuel you use and the more you drive, the more tax you pay. I think it's a much fairer system, according to Sebastian, who's from Poland. And Shane, you might just clarify something. A lot of people very confused. Can we say the bigger cars are safer? Safer for who, I suppose?
I mean, it's not as simple as that, of course. But yeah, for the person in a larger car, with everything else being equal, if it has all the same safety systems and crush zones and everything in the car and safety systems, it is in theory. But that argument goes out the window if everybody drives a large car. You know, so it is in theory safer, but it's not safer for the people outside the car. That's the other side of it. And so we need to be looking at the big picture, don't we?
Yeah. Why can't cars be taxed? That's the fairest way possible. And by road usage, mileage is recorded and you should have to submit mileage when taxing, says this listener. John in Cork says this is another tax on the less well off. If you can afford to buy a new car with low tax, if you can only afford an older car with higher tax, it's not fair. Just another taxing of the hard-pressed worker. And this listener says battery cars are much heavier than the traditional vehicle, so be careful that this tax does not penalise the energy-efficient EV. The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. That's David D. Ray. Shane O'Donoghue is editor of completecars.ie and Brian Cook is the Director General of the Society of the Irish Motor Industry.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.